One of President Trump's big priorities of 2018 is an infrastructure bill. He's talking $1 trillion in spending. But not all of that money is federal. And we talked with North Dakota's congressional delegation about the issue and the plan to pay for it. Republican Congressman Kevin Cramer is looking at North Dakota's needs.
In my shop, we've been busy identifying all the infrastructure projects in North Dakota. We have quite a long list of projects that are either underway or, in the queue.
Cramer says that includes traditional infrastructure, roads and bridges, plus broadband deployment.
The internet continues to be, more and more, becomes the highway of the future.
The delegation says the president's infrastructure bill is likely to be rolled out by the end of January.
On the order of $200 billion in terms of the federal funding, and then public-private partnerships hopefully driving that number up maybe as much as $1 trillion.
Republican U.S. Senator John Hoeven says North Dakota has been a leader in the area of public-private partnerships.
We've worked on it going all the way back to broadband internet throughout all of rural North Dakota with Dakota Carrier Network. Amazing story. But we're also doing that in Fargo with the huge $2 billion flood protection project there.
Both Hoeven and Cramer think it's going to work. But the third member of the delegation, Democratic U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, is skeptical.
Where somebody might buy a tollway or a beltway around Indianapolis, they aren't going to buy it, the road between Medina and Steele. And it's just not going to happen.
Heitkamp says she's concerned about how the plan will impact state governments.
And then you have to ask yourself, what's the state tolerance for a toll road? What's the state tolerance for letting a major corporation run the airports?
Heitkamp says she's also worried states will then have to pick up some of the tab to make the projects go. She says the plan needs 60 votes in the Senate, so it will likely go through some changes before it comes to the floor. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.